My Sister's Keeper, Quality versus Quantity. Everybody wants and deserves to live a long, healthy, and happy life. It should be your choice in how you want to live your life. People may influence your decisions, but in the end, it should be about what you want. Consider a grandparent who has a debilitating disease, which is cancer. He is old and has lived a long, happy, fulfilling life. His wife has passed away recently and has no desire to live. He wants to spend his last days with his family and friends living in peace. His daughter could not accept the fact of not treating him and letting him pass away. She pushed him into getting treatments, which in the end brought him nothing but misery and pain. Her own selfishness didn't give him the quality of life he deserved. All she wanted was to prolong his life no matter what the cost to him. The social issue here is the quality of life. In the movie, My Sister's Keeper, this social issue pops up a countless number of times. It is portrayed fairly well in this movie, but at the same time, it is not. It could really go both ways, I believe. My Sister's Keeper is about a young girl named Kate who has leukemia. When her parents, Sarah and Brian, were informed that Kate had leukemia, they decided to genetically make a child, Anna, who would be Kate's personal donor. When Anna becomes a little older, she seeks a lawyer so that she can take her parents to court and be emancipated from them when it comes to anything medical. Sarah, however, refuses, so it ends up going to court, which nearly tears their family apart. Kate wants to die, but Sarah does everything in her power to not let her. Sarah never really took the time to listen to Kate or to ask her what she wanted. Kate loved the life she lived, but she knew it was time to let go because she didn't want to be miserable for the rest of her life. In the movie, Kate says, "Pain? My whole life is pain." Sarah never really cared about the quality of Kate's life. She only cared that Kate is able to live as long as she can. You could say that Sarah was selfish. Is she really a good mother if she never actually listens to what her own daughter wants instead of what she wants? In the court scene, Jesse snaps. He yells at Sarah and tells her the truth about Kate that everyone else could see except her. Kate's dying and everybody knows it. You just love her so much that you don't want to let her go. I believe that Sophia Vassilieva, for the most part, did a good job portraying her character Kate. She showed emotion when she needed to and really did look and act like she was sick. She wasn't always believable, though. Sometimes she acted more like a normal child than a child who has cancer. Their daughter, Anna, on the other hand, is neglected by Sarah. Sarah acts like she couldn't care less if Anna lives or not. Sarah was willing to take Anna's life in order to save Kate's. She never once gave Anna the chance to make the decision if she was willing or not willing to donate her parts. To prove that Sarah doesn't really care about what Anna has to say, during the court scene, Anna's lawyer questions Sarah on these issues. He says, "And did you ask Anna if she was willing to donate the granulocytes?" Sarah replied, "Her sister needed them. She was the only match. But did you ask her?" "Miss Fitzgerald, answer the question, please." "No, I didn't. We talked about it a lot, but no, I didn't ask her permission." By looking at the scene, you can tell that Sarah doesn't care about the quality of Anna's life. I believe that Abigail Breslin played her character Anna non-realistically. She didn't act her character's age at all. An 11-year-old isn't going to be that defiant or confident. If she toned that down a bit, she would have done a better job portraying her character. Throughout the movie, Sarah's only thinking about herself. The movie makes it seem like Sarah really cares about Kate and only wants what's best for her. If you really look closely into the movie, however, you can see that she never once asks Kate what she wants for herself. I believe that Cameron Diaz was too dramatic when she played her role of Sarah. A mother in her position, I feel, would try to act more calmly in a situation like this. Cameron Diaz was too aggressive and sometimes acted out violently in tough situations. I would rate this movie a 6 out of 10 because of the flaws that I have mentioned. Although I did enjoy it and understood the social issues being presented, I feel that it was a little overly dramatic. This movie really does hit home about the meaning of the quality of life. It makes you think about how an individual needs to make their own decision about their life and how we need to put aside our own selfish desires and honor the wishes of others.